From the Sky News Centre at 7, the mastermind of an armed robbery on a travel agency in Bradford nearly two decades ago has been found guilty of murdering police officer Sharon Beshanivsky. Pirandita Khan is the seventh person to be convicted over the raid. Civil servants have apparently threatened to stop work over arms sales to Israel. Their unions demanded an urgent meeting over concerns they could be deemed complicit in war crimes in Gaza if Israel is found to have broken international law. Lord Sumption's one of three former Supreme Court judges signing a letter to the Prime Minister urging him to stop supplying weapons. He says the UK's made promises to prevent genocide.
You have to take steps to ensure that it doesn't happen or doesn't continue. It seems to be perfectly clear, therefore, that to supply arms to Israel is not consistent with our obligations.
Police say they're unable to identify any of the human ashes recovered from a whole funeral parlour. Legacy Independent Funeral Directors has been under investigation since officers seized remains. A teenager has life-threatening injuries after a stabbing in Manchester. Police were called to the Moss Side area this afternoon. Rain and even snow is forecast for parts of the UK this weekend, with yellow weather warnings affecting areas of Scotland from tomorrow. Alerts for wind then kick in right along western coasts of England, Wales and the whole of Northern Ireland on Saturday. But as Met Office meteorologist Alex Birkle explains, the cold patches are quite isolated.
In fact, Saturday looks largely dry for the bulk of the country, and with that, we're going to drag in some very warm air, again, exceptionally warm air. And so in parts of the east southeast, we're likely to get into the low 20s for the first time this year.
And in sport, Liverpool are huge favourites to return to the top of the Premier League table when they kick off against bottom side Sheffield United later. Jurgen Klopp's team are a point off current leaders Arsenal. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
Thanks very much indeed, Anna.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
2 minutes past seven on a Thursday night. You're listening to Brentwood and Billy Ricky's Phoenix 98FM. Thanks, as always, to Darren for the last hour. Another excellent 98 Not Out show. For the next hour, I'm John Chubb, and this is the Non-League Hour. A very good evening to you.
We'll be right back.
1978 dance floor classic, Eddie Saturday musically. This week on All That You Get, that was A Taste of Honey and Boogie Oogie Oogie.
I'm John Sharp, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport. Every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
So Saturday was due to see both first legs of the semi-finals of the FA Vars take place, one of which we reported on Phoenix Sport. Unfortunately, Great Wakering Rovers first leg at Worcester City ended up being postponed due to adverse weather conditions. That will now take place this Saturday with the return leg at Burroughs Park the following week. But Romford managed to host their first leg against Lincoln United at Rookery Hill. And down there reporting for us was Andy Gardner.
It's finished here at Rookery Hill, a breathless semi-final first leg. Romford 2, Lincoln United 2. We had a dramatic start and an even more dramatic ending to this first leg in front of a big crowd here of 561. The first 15 minutes was frantic, to say the least. In the fifth minute, the Romford captain, Chris Newby, was shown a straight red card for a high challenge right in front of the visitors' dugout, which didn't help things. And after things calmed down, the ref took his time and produced the red card. A couple of minutes after that, Tobias Leverage cut in, hit a shot, was destined for the top corner, but Jake Anson produced a fine stop. And after 10 minutes, things got worse for Romford when Darren Phillips was adjudged to have shoved over Jake Park. He was going nowhere. It looked to me as if it was shoulder to shoulder. It was quite a harsh decision, but penalty was awarded and the prolific Matt Cotton stepped up to convert. The ball went through the goal net. There was a hole in the net and we had a stoppage while the hole was attended to. Things calmed down. All that happened in the first 12 minutes. Things calmed down after that. We had a couple of stoppages, substitutions and a tactical switch from Romford. And then we entered the second half, which was a good half. Both sides had good chances. Jacqueline and Liversidge again for the away side. Top scorer Hassan Nalbant for Romford with a shot which was saved by the feet of Jack Steggles. And then we had the equaliser for Romford on 57 minutes. And it was a great goal scored by Finlay Dorrell, put down the right. He still had a lot to do, but he absolutely smashed the ball into the corner. So that was 1-1. And Romford then going in the ascendancy and almost went in front a couple of minutes after that from a corner. It was met by Darren Phillips, but his volley just went over the top. There we had a lot of stoppages, a few injuries. Both sides lost a key man to injury, so we'll have to see whether they'll be back for the second leg next week. And then we had a dramatic period of 8 minutes of injury time. The visitors looked like they'd won it when Cotton broke the offside trap. He was denied by Anderson, but the rebound fell to the captain, Elliot Dye, and he slotted in to make it 2-1. It looked like the visitors had won the tie, but no, just a couple of minutes later, deep into stoppage time, Romford, long throw, caused some confusion in the box, and from a rebound, the ball diverted in of Ashan Sadiq, who was a first-half substitute for Romford, to spark some wild celebrations at the end. Romford will be quite happy. They did deserve definitely something from this first leg. And it's finished here 2-2. Lincoln won't be too upset with things. And they won't be too upset if the score remains level at the end of the second leg, because incredibly they've won four of their seven Vase ties by virtue of a penalty shootout. So Romford will have to beware and get practicing in the week. So it's finished here. Breathless match, say 561. Great crowd in rare, great sunshine here in Essex. It's finished. Romford 2, Lincoln United 2.
So all to play for Romford as they head up to Lincoln for the second leg on Saturday, with the scores at 2-2 at what is effectively half time. And we wish the Borough the very best of luck in the second leg. Good luck to Great Wakery Rovers, who have their first leg, as I say, at Worcester City on Saturday.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So, turning our attention to the other results from the men's game during the last week, and there were games on Good Friday and Easter Monday in the National League, and it was a draw for Southend United on Friday. One all at Ebbsfleet United. Harry Cardwell gave the Shrimpers a lead on 21 minutes before Dominic Pollyon equalised for the home side 14 minutes from time. Excellent win for Dagenham with Redbridge away to struggling Boreham Wood. The Daggers won by 4-1. The match was effectively over by half time because all four of their goals came in the first half. Josh Rees helped himself to a brace, scoring on 6 and 25 minutes. Ryan Hill added a third on 33, and Idi Effiong just before half time made it 4-0. Kabongo Shimanga pulled one back for Boreham Wood in first half injury time, but that turned out to be the last goal of the contest. It finished Bournemouth 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 4. And the Daggers were back in action on Easter Monday, faced Ebbsfleet, who are drawn with Southend on Friday at the Chigwell Construction Stadium, and it was a 1-1 draw. Josh Rees was the scorer for the Daggers 12 minutes from time. Excellent win for Southend United at Roots Hall. Meanwhile, they beat Boreham Wood by 4-2, thanks to goals from Scott Morris, who scored after 7 minutes, James Morton 10 minutes later, Jack Breach scored after 24, and Oddy Allmark, he also scored from the penalty spot. But as well as Kevin Mayer and his squad are doing on the field, things continue to overshadow the club off of it, because news has come through in the last couple of days that the consortium led by Australian businessman Justin Rees looking to take control of Southend United, and they've already invested £3 million in to saving a club. They have revealed, though, that the club are facing yet another winding up petition. And they, despite investing money, they're not willing to pay off historic creditors owed money from the days when Ron Martin was in charge. Well, he is still officially the chairman of the club, because the takeover has not been finalised yet. And the new consortium are not willing to pay off historic creditors until the deal is officially done. A statement from the consortium read as follows. A sales contract for the club was signed in December 2023, which governs all aspects of the transaction, but was subject to various conditions being met. Two main conditions remain outstanding: the completion of the council's diligence process and the consent of the Martins finance partner. While the council has kept us updated on their process, which is expected to complete in late April, we have not received a formal response from the finance partner. This process has, of course, taken longer than any party expected, and as a consequence, we have had to rely on patience from the club's numerous creditors. Unfortunately, one creditor is unwilling to wait until the sale closes to receive repayment and is now petitioning for the club to be wound up. While the consortium continues to pay all wages and other operating expenses, we are not willing to fund payouts to historic creditors until we are confident the closing conditions, over which we have no control, will be met. A winding up hearing will now likely occur prior to the sale completing, causing unnecessary distraction and legal costs, which will be detrimental to the club. The consortium have confirmed, though, that they will not be walking away. And Chairman, soon to be ex-chairman, Rob Martin, broke his recent silence by saying, "Our interests are aligned, and I think the creditor, knowing we are awaiting council processes to conclude, should exercise a little patience. If matters escalate, they will be vigorously defended in protection of the club, as has been our position." So, whatever Southend are attempting to do on the field, matters off of it are still causing great concern to the club's supporters. But hopefully everything will be resolved sooner rather than later.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Let's turn our attention now to the National League South. And Chelmsford City, after a successful Easter period, well, on Friday it was anyway, the less said about the result on Monday the better, are now guaranteed a playoff spot. They had a very good result at Melbourne Park on Friday, beating their old rivals Dartford by 4-1 in front of a crowd of nearly 1,600. Charlie Ruff and George Alexander scoring 2 goals each for the Clarets in the process. Went to for Braintree Town, way to St Albans City, the Iron just behind the Clarets in third place, and it was Aaron Blair who scored the only goal of the match for Braintree after 21 minutes. Meanwhile, Averley were involved in a 7-goal thriller in their match away at Hemel Hempstead Town, which they ended up winning by 4-3. So they're still very much in touch with the playoff places. Charlie Hughes helped himself to a hat-trick for the Millers. Edwino Vaz was the scorer of their other goal, with the Millers currently in ninth place and only outside the playoff spots on goal difference. So moving on to Monday's matches, and there was something of an embarrassment for Chelmsford. They travelled to bottom club Dover, who had only won 3 times all season. Bottom of the table, already relegated, and Dover beat them by 2-0. Manager Robbie Simpson made a number of team changes, which I know didn't go down well with some supporters, and Dover ended up winning by 2-0. Braintree Town had a better Easter Monday, though. They beat Hemel Hempstead Town 2-0 at Cressing Road. And once again, it was Aaron Blair on the score sheet for them, scoring on 53 and 67 minutes. And this time there was defeat for Averley, though. They lost 2-1 at Havant and Waterloo, home, sorry, to Havant and Waterlooville. The struggling visitors took the lead on 50 minutes. Razak Coleman de Graaf equalised for the Millers on 57 minutes, but Havant and Waterlooville, second from bottom, currently scored the winner 3 minutes from time. So that was something of a blow for Averley. Another musical break now, and after that we're going to take a look at the Isthmian Premier League. This is Rochford, All the Love We Need.
If we could have the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love got all the love we need. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. It's knowing you got someone. Someone who gives you reason. Something you know is strong. And with you I see the best thing is free. Yeah, cause we got all the love. We got all the love we need. Yeah, you and me got, oh, more than just enough. From nobody. Don't need loving, cause baby we got it. Don't need nothing from nobody. Don't need loving, cause baby we got
just
it
enough.
Yeah, cause we got.
Tune in to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
24 minutes past 7 on a Thursday night. You're listening to the Non-League Hour. I'm John Chubb. And now we're going to take a look at the Isthmian League Premier Division, where on Good Friday, struggling Concord Rangers hosted Carshalton Athletic at the Aspect Arena. They were losing 1-0 with 3 minutes remaining after the visitors took lead on 64 minutes when an own goal by Carl Shorten's Bell 3 minutes from time got Concord back into the match. But Carl Shorten scored a second and what turned out to be the winner in the fourth minute of second half injury time. So it finished Concord Rangers 1, Carl Shorten Athletic 2. Then on Saturday, it was a case of the champagne going on ice for Hornchurch. They had a chance to clinch the league title, but they were beaten 2-1 at home by Wingate and Finchley, who scored in only the first minute, adding a second on 53. Oliwell Doon pulled one back for the Urchin 6 minutes from time, but they couldn't add to that in front of a crowd of 1,059 at Bridge Avenue. A very expectant crowd, I should think, but the visitors went back to North London with all 3 points. Better news for Billericay Town, though, who ended a wretched run of 8 league games without a win as they came back from behind late on to win 2-1 away at Dulwich Hamlet, who had led since the 37th minute, but out up popped Alfie Cerulli in the 86th and 88th minutes to give Gary McCann's men a much needed 2-1 victory. And although they're currently in 7th place, they are still in touch with the playoff spots after that win. Could be two for Hashtag United on Saturday. A very high-scoring affair away to struggling Kingstonian, where they won by 5-3. And there were goals from Luke May Parrott just before the half hour. Max Cornhill added another on 36 minutes. Camilo Restrepo made it 3 for them on 56. Greg Halford, a very experienced player, scored from the penalty spot for the Tags, 12 minutes from time, and Cornhill scored again 2 minutes into time added on to give the Tags all 3 points. A win 2 for Canvey Island. They travelled down to Brighton to take on Whitehawk, and they won 2-0. Jamie Salmon and Eddie Ronto scoring either side of half time. So on to Monday, and there was an All Essex affair at New Lodge with Billericay Town taking on Concord Rangers. And watching that match for us was our reporter Jack Patmore.
A second half Alfie Cerulli brace ensured Billericay Town made it 2 consecutive victories with a 2-0 home win over Concord Rangers. The danger signs were there for the visitors as early as the 3rd minute, as Richard Asamoah's delivery on the left was put on a plate for Moses Emmanuel, who failed to poke home from close range. Asamoah proved to be a thorn in Concord's defence, and he slotted in Emmanuel, who unselfishly provided for Merrifield, who had the easiest of finishes, but the offside flag intervened. Concord, who haven't picked up a league victory since beating the Blues 2-1 in February, were eager to get their survival push back on track, and Simon Mbonkwe fired straight at Dan Wilkes, who was equal to the task. The Blues continued to dominate Sam Collins' side, and truly, on the back of netting a late brace in Saturday's 2-1 victory over Dulwich Hamlet, went close on 2 occasions near the end of the opening period. Emmanuel set up the 22-year-old, who fired over before Bradley Stevenson sent the ball through to Cerulli, but he guided his effort wide of the target. The Beach Boys started the second half with a renewed purpose as captain Billy Knott saw his curling strike tipped away by Wilkes 1 minute in. The Blues weren't willing to let the visitors back into this one though, and Tom Bender hit the crossbar before Cerulli broke the deadlock on 58 minutes. Merrifield neatly carved out an opening on the left, and he played in Cerulli, who calmly converted past Mason Terry. Cerulli needed next to no time to ruin Concord's afternoon further, as he doubled the lead 7 minutes later. After exchanging passes with George Wind, he had the goal at his mercy and it oozed composure to slot home and nutmeg Terry. Concord came close to halving the deficit with 20 minutes remaining, as Joe Hazley's cross from a tight angle fell to Harrison Day, who could only fire straight at Wilkes. The Blues now sit in 7th place following that win, and 3 points off of Horsham in 5th place.
So it does look like, sadly for Concord, they are as good as relegated now. Elsewhere on Monday, there was a very good win for Hashtag United. They scored 5 against relegation threat and Haringey Borough without reply. Brace each for Alex Teniola and Toby Morilaren. Camilo Restrepo was also on the score sheets for the Tags at the Len Salmon Stadium. So we're going to take a look now at the Isthmian North once we've had a look at the league table. Hornchurch, they could clinch promotion this weekend. More of that later. They're 10 points clear of second place Chatham Town, who incidentally they face this weekend. Enfield Town, week 8, and Finchley and Horsham are the other sides currently in the playoffs. But Billericay Town in 7th after those two wins, and still in touching distance of the playoff spots, just 3 points behind 5th placed Horsham. Hashtag are in 10th place, Canvey 17th, Concord Rangers remain at the bottom of the table. And like I say, looking increasingly desperate for them. They are as good as relegated now, really, it has to be said.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. So looking at the weekend's action in ESPN North, on Saturday, there was a 3-2 win for Bowes and Pitsy at home to New Salamis. TQ Addy got two of those goals. Matt Price got the other. All of those goals coming in the second half before the North London side replied twice in the second half. But Bowes held on for all 3 points. There was also a win for Brightling Sea Region. They won 4-1 away to Enfield. Teddy Collis, Harry Critchley, Tyrone Baker and Jake Thompson, the scorers for Region. And a decent win for Grays Athletic as well. They were 2-0 winners at Goulston. Charlie Stimson was their man of the match, scoring in the 39th minute, and once again, this time from the penalty spot on the 78th minute. Walden Tiptree hosted the league leaders Lowestoft Town and were narrowly beaten by 3-2. Harry Phillips put the Jammers in front in only the 4th minute before Lowestoft replied in the 11th and 38th minutes. Lowestoft's Murphy scored an own goal on 54 to make the scores level. And Lowestoft scored a winner just after the hour mark. And there was a 5-0 win for Redbridge. They were away to poor old Stowmarket Town, bottom of the table, and still without a win all season. Lewis Clark scored a hat-trick for the Motormen, and Oscar Shelby Negus and Ayu Odikoya were the other scorers for them. Good win for Witham Town. They beat Walthamstow by 3-0, and possibly killed off any remaining hopes that Stowe had of making their way into the playoffs. But Christopher Oti, Joshua Sude and Frederick King were the scorers for Witham. All of those goals coming in the first half. Meanwhile, in the Southern League Division 1 Central, staying with Step 4, Waltham Abbey had a couple of games at the weekend. Saturday saw them win 1-0 away to top of the table Bedford Town. Aaron Ioma, scoring the only goal of the match in the 5th minute of second half injury time to give them a 1-0 victory. And Abbey were back in action on Easter Monday as they hosted Hartford Town at Capershot, and a superb 5-1 victory saw Jason Hallett score a hat-trick. Ioma and Jesse Akabrine were the other scorers for Abbey. So they sit in 5th place. It's very tight at the top in the Southern Central. Where in fact, they could still win the league with just 3 games remaining, which looks unlikely, but they're certainly good value for a playoff spot. In 5th place on 54 points, 7 ahead of 6th place Cirencester Town, and Hadley, who are in 7th place on 45, although both of those sides do have games in hand on Abbey. So now we're going to take a look at the Essex Senior League and the results over the weekend. Good Friday saw Woodford Town beaten 2-1 at home by Stanbury Rovers. And on Saturday, it was Barking 2, Frenford 1. Cockleshall Town, despite already being relegated, managed a 3-2 win over Buckhurst Hill. That was only their 4th win of the season. It finished Holbridge Sports 0, White Enzyme 1, Little Oakley 5, FC Claxton 0, Saffron Walden 0, Sporting Bengal United 1, Takeley 2, Housted Town 2, and Tilbury 4, West Essex 0. So Tilbury remain top, right on the verge of a return to Step 4 after their relegation from the ESPN North last season. Woodford Town, Romford Barking and Sporting Bengal United make up the top 5. and on to the Spartan South Midlands Premier Division. Stansted drew 1-1 at home to bottom club Salisbury Town on Saturday, but there's been a withdrawal from the league. St Pantaleon have folded due to financial reasons, and as a result of that, their record has been expunged, and Stansted are up to 12th place in the table. Moving on to Step 6 and the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South. Saw a couple of Good Friday fixtures. Barkingside beat Parkview by a goal to nil. May and Baker scored 5 against Hackney Wick without reply. On Saturday, it finished Benfleet 1, Clapton Community 0, Cannonswood 6, North West London 0, Dumbo Town 3, Basildon Town 3, Burnham Ramblers lost 3-2 at Enfield Borough, Harlow Town beat Clapton by 2 goals to nil, Tower Hamlets lost 1-0 at Hoddesdon Town, Newbury Forest scored 3 against Southend Manor without reply, and on Easter Monday at the Old Spotted Dog, it finished Clapton Community 1, Tower Hamlets 1, Hackney Wick 1, Harlow Town 2, Southend Manor were beaten 2-1 at home by Wormley Rovers, and Cannonswood drew 1-1 at St Margaret's Bury. Also on Monday, Benfleet scored 5 goals away to Burnham Ramblers without reply, and Basildon at Town beat Barkingside by 2-1. There was one game last night which finished Clapton 0, Newbury Forest 4. Benfleet at the top of the table. They've got 5 games left. Wormley Rovers in second, Harlow Town third, Hutton fourth, and Clapton Community in fifth. And looking at the Essex sides in a Thurlow Nun Division 1 North. Holland 1-3-1 away to FC Parson Drove on Saturday. Harwich and Parkston lost 3-0 at Highflyers Framlingham Town. And there was win at home for Stanway Pegasus, who beat Dussindale and Helsdon by 3-1. There were some fixtures on Easter Monday as well. A couple of those involving Essex sides. Harwich and Parkston were beaten 3-1 by Witten United at the Royal Oak. And it was defeat 2 for Stonebury Pegasus, who lost 1-0 at Haverhill Rovers. So Great Yarmouth Town remain top, 1 point clear of Framlingham Town is second. Stonebury Pegasus are third, Holland at fourth, and Cornard United are in fifth place. We're going to do our women's roundup after another musical break. This is Frank Turner and his current song, Do One.
Some people are just going to hate you, no matter what you do. So don't waste your time trying to change their minds. Just be a better you. It took me years to learn this, more than I'd like to admit. Through my ups and downs, I figured one thing out. Don't take anyone.
Inner Ball with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz, and special guests. Having a Ball every Saturday morning, 10 till 12, only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on a good old town tonight.
Yeah. So, on to our women's roundup, and in the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division, no games for hashtag. United Women of Billericay Town, ladies, they're not playing this Sunday. Eastern Region Premier Division, Bulky Women and Bows and Pitsy Ladies, both in this league, and neither were in action last Sunday. Barking have a match this Sunday, though, albeit a cup game, the League Plate semi-final when they host Wormley Rovers Ladies. Moving on to the Eastern Region Division 1 South. And there is a couple of fixtures this Sunday. Weren't any last week. Lawford Ladies are at home to Watford Ladies Development, who are the league leaders. And second place Southend United Ladies are at home to Stanway Pegasus Ladies. Meanwhile, in the London and South East Regional League Division 1 North, neither Clapton Community or Hackney were in action last weekend, but both sides have home fixtures this Sunday. Clapton Community host Denham United at the Old Spotted Dog. Community currently Women currently in fourth place. Hackney have a home fixture, meanwhile, against third-placed Brentford. And just looking quickly at the Essex County Women's Football League Premier Division, there was one match on Easter Sunday, which finished Toby Ladies 2, Stanway Rovers Ladies 1. And looking at the fixtures this Sunday, Bowers and Pitsy Reserves take on Frontiers Ladies, Corinthians Women against Toby Ladies, Lee Ramblers Ladies are at home to Romford Ladies, and Stanway Rovers are at home to Tigers. That is our women's roundup. I'm going to take a look at the men's fixtures for the coming week very shortly. That's after we've heard this classic from Elvis Costello, Every Day I Write the Book.
Up
Just to let you know what's happening after I've finished tonight on Phoenix FM. Gareth's here between 8 and 10pm as usual with Bumper to Bumper, his regular trill through Indian alternative sounds from the 1960s onwards. And it's the night shift between 10 and midnight, Country and Americana, presented by Madeline Christie. And Madeline's guest this week is Midlands country singer Kezia Gill.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So it's the final part of the show where we look forward to the men's fixtures in non-league over the next week. First off, in the National League, Dakenham and Redbridge, currently in 12th place, they travel to Woking on Saturday. No game for Southend United on Saturday, but they're back in action on Tuesday night when they have an away match at Wealdstone. Shrimpers currently in 10th place, with three games left. Chesterfield, of course, they're already the champions, and I think their players are already on the beach, as they say, because they had a couple of defeats over the Easter period. Barnet, Bromley, Altrincham, Solihull Moors, Gateshead and Aldershot Town currently in the playoff spots. At the other end, Oxford City are already relegated, and Dorking Wanderers, Boreham Wood and Kidderminster Harriers are the other sides currently in the relegation spots. But there are a few others who could still slip down there. Now moving on to the National League South, and leaders Yeovil Town incidentally could be crowned champions on Saturday should they win against Worthing. Chelmsford City in second place take on Slough Town at Melbourne Park in their third from last league match. Braintree Town have a trip to Western Supermare, and Aveley, they are away at Gloucester City. I think that match is being I think that match is being played bizarrely at Gloucester City's ground. Aveley currently in ninth place. At the other end of the table, Dover Athletic, who, despite beating Chelmsford on Easter Monday, are already relegated. Havant, Waterlooville, Taunton Town and Dartford, the other sides currently in the bottom four. And there's some midweek fixtures as well in the National South. On Tuesday night, Braintree take on Taunton Town at Cressing Road, among the other fixtures on Tuesday night. Isthmian Premier League, meanwhile, and there is a Friday night fixture, hashtag United travel to Cray Wanderers, and the game of the day on Saturday is Hornchurch leaders against second placed Chatham Town, and if Hornchurch avoid defeat they will be confirmed as champions, with Chatham the only side who mathematically could still catch them. Billericay Town travel to Haringey Borough, one of two sides who could be relegated on Saturday. Kingstonian, the other one, they were at home to fourth from bottom Margate. Canvey Island, meanwhile, they have a trip to Potters Bar Town, and Concord Rangers, as good as relegated now, you have to say, they take on at fourth placed Wingate and Finchley. Some midweek games as well. Canvey Island versus Lewis on Tuesday night. Hornchurch are at home to Grey Wanderers, and Concord Rangers are away at Whitehawk. It's been North, meanwhile, and there is some Friday night football at the Brentwood Centre Arena, if you fancy it. Grays Athletic, Brentwood Town's visitors tomorrow night. Saturday sees Bales and Pitsy take on Enfield. Basildon United travel to Goulston. Malden Tiptree are at Bury Town. Heybridge Swifts at home to Redbridge. Brightlingsea Region travel to Ipswich Wanderers. Walthamstow are at Stonemarket, who after a wretched season could be relegated on Saturday. No wins from their 31 games played so far. And Whittam Town are at home to the league leaders Lowestoft Town. Some midweek action as well in the ESPN North. Brentwood Town take on Bowers and Pitsy. I think that's at least the fourth time they've attempted to stage that fixture. But they have been given the go-ahead to install a 4G pitch at the Brentwood Centre Arena with work due to start and next month will be completed for the start of next season. I'll bring you some more about that in next week's show. On the same night, Tuesday, Redbridge take on Basildon United, Walden Tiptree at Stowmarket, and Walthamstow, they are at home to Heybridge Swifts. In the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey travel to Barton Rovers on Saturday. And in the Essex Senior, Friday night sees Ilford entertain Athletic Newham. Saturday, it's FC Clacton against Sporting Bengal United. Frenford take on Harbury Sports. Saffron, Walden Town take on Housted. Takeley versus Barking. Tilbury Leaders against Woodford Town. West Essex versus Coggeshall Town. And, of course, the FA Vars semi-finals, best of luck to Romford in their second leg at Lincoln United, and Great Wakery Rovers in their first leg at Worcester City. I'll be following both of those very closely on Phoenix Sport on Saturday afternoon. Getting back to the Essex Senior though, Tuesday night sees Great Wakery Rovers take on Holbridge Sports. Takeley are at home to Ilford as well. Spartan South Midlands Premier, busy week for Stansted. They're at home tonight. In fact, they have just kicked off against Shefford Town and Campton. They also entertain Baldock Town on Saturday. Then they have an away match at Harpenden Town on Tuesday. And finally, looking at the furlough, non-division 1 South. Tomorrow night, Hutton host Mayor Baker at New Lodge. Leaders Benfleet are at home to Brimsdown on Saturday. Burnham Ramblers take on Basildon Town. Cannonswood versus Southend Manor. Clapton versus Tower Hamlets. Hoddesdon versus Dumbo Town. Newbury Forest versus North West London. And Parkview versus Worbly Rovers are some of the other fixtures on Saturday. Monday sees Barkingside host Tower Hamlets. Mayor Baker are at North West London on Tuesday. Two games of other Essex sides on Wednesday night. To Basildon Town at home to Newbury Forest. Benfleet take on Parkview as well. And finally, in the Thurlow non-division 1 North on Saturday, Harwich and Parkston host Cornard United. Stanbury Pegasus are at Haverhill Borough. Holland host Whittlesea Athletic. With no hometown at home to Needham Market under 23s. And a couple of midweek ones as well. With no town are at Witten United. It's Ipswich based club on Tuesday night. And Wednesday sees Harwich and Parkston travel to FC Parson Drove. So, if you're heading out to a non-league game during next week, I hope you enjoy it, and good luck to all of our local sides. I shall be back with another non-league hour next Thursday, all being well, between 7 and 8 p.m. And don't forget, I'm here Saturday afternoon, 3 till 6 p.m., Phoenix Sport. I shall have all of the day's local, international, and local, national, and international sports stories, and plenty of great music as well. So I hope you're able to join me then. Gareth is next with Bumper to Bumper. I'm going to leave you with Johnny Marr and Easy Money. Thank you for listening. Take care and a very good night to you. No way to serve.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.